Okay, so for this deep dive, we're going way back to 1933.
Oh, wow. Back in time.
Yeah, way back. And we're headed to Antarctica.
Ooh, that's chilly.
Yeah, you might want to bundle up for this one.
Yeah.
It's a story about this hiker, Harold Bixby, and he claims to have found a creature.
A creature. Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, apparently he was huge, like over 15 feet tall.
Whoa, that's
I
gigantic.
know, right? And the sources specifically say it wasn't a dinosaur or any known
It
animal.
was something completely unknown. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, and they called it the Thorn.
The Thorn. That's an ominous
I
name.
know it sounds like something straight out of a movie or something.
It does, doesn't it? So, what happened next? Did Bixby become like this world-famous explorer for finding this incredible creature?
Well, about that, see, that's where things get really interesting.
I'm all ears.
So Bixby thought he was going to be famous, obviously. Who wouldn't? Right. I mean, you discover a 15-foot tall creature that's completely unheard of.
Yeah, instant celebrity status, right?
Exactly. But instead of fame and fortune, the government showed up at his door.
The government. What do you mean?
I mean, like a full-on raid. They confiscated everything. Bixby's notes, photographs, the creature itself, everything.
Hold on, wait a minute. They took the creature too. Like they just swooped in and took this massive 15-foot tall thing.
That's what the story says. And from that point on, both Bixby and the Thorn vanished without a trace.
Wow, that's unbelievable. So we have no idea what happened to either of them.
Nope, it's like they were just erased from history.
This is definitely a story for Mulder and Scully, right? Government cover-up, mysterious creatures, disappearing acts. It's got all the elements of a classic X-Files
It
episode.
really does. So let's put on our tinfoil hats for a minute and try to come up with some explanations for what might have happened.
Okay, let's speculate.
So why would the government go to such extreme lengths to cover up this discovery? Like, what possible reason could they have?
Well, I can think of a few possibilities right off the bat. I mean, imagine the chaos if the world suddenly found out about a giant unknown creature roaming around in Antarctica.
Yeah, it would turn the scientific community upside down for sure.
Exactly. It could challenge long-held beliefs about evolution and the history of life on Earth.
And let's not forget the public reaction. Could you imagine the panic?
Oh, absolutely. People would be terrified, and there would be all sorts of conspiracy theories flying around.
So maybe the government decided it was better to just keep the whole thing under wraps to prevent mass hysteria?
Yeah, that's a plausible explanation. But there could be other reasons too. Remember, this was 1933. The world was on the brink of war.
True. So maybe they thought the creature had some kind of strategic value or posed a threat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe they thought it had unique abilities or technology that could be weaponized.
Or maybe they were worried that other countries would try to capture it for their own purposes.
Those are all valid points. But let's go a little further down the rabbit hole. What if the creature was something truly bizarre? Something beyond our comprehension.
Like what?
Well, the source material doesn't give us much to go on other than it wasn't a dinosaur and that it was called the Thorn.
Yeah, the name itself is pretty intriguing. It makes you wonder if it had some kind of thorny exterior, or maybe it was dangerous in some way.
Right, or maybe the name was just a way to sensationalize the story. Who knows? But the lack of details actually makes it even more intriguing. It allows us to really use our imaginations.
So let's say for a moment that this creature was something completely alien to our understanding of biology. What would that mean for our place in the universe?
That's a big question and one that's really hard to answer definitively. I mean, if something like that could exist in Antarctica, what else might be out there?
Right. It kind of makes you question everything we think we know about life on Earth.
And it makes you wonder about all the places we haven't explored yet and what incredible creatures might be hiding there.
And what about Harold Bixby himself? I mean, what kind of person stumbles upon a 15-foot tall creature in Antarctica and then just disappears off the face of the Earth?
Yeah, it's hard to say for sure. Maybe he was just a regular guy in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Or maybe he was intentionally seeking out the unknown.
It's possible. Maybe he was an adventurer at heart, and this was his big discovery.
But then why would he just go along with the government so easily?
Good question. Maybe he was threatened, or maybe he cut some kind of deal.
Or maybe he was genuinely concerned about the implications of his discovery and agreed to keep it a secret for the good of humanity.
We can only speculate, but it's definitely a fascinating aspect of the story.
And speaking of speculation, it's important to remember that the source of this story is Inspector Story.
Ah, yes, the Instagram account with the mysterious and intriguing tales.
Exactly. And they have a connection to our show. So it's safe to assume that this particular story might fall into the realm of lighthearted fun.
Right. It's probably not meant to be taken as a literal historical account.
But even if it's fictional, It still raises some interesting questions about our fascination with the unknown and our tendency to believe in things that can't be easily explained.
It's true. We humans are drawn to mystery and intrigue. And the idea that there might be things out there that we don't understand is both exciting and terrifying at the same time.
So even though this story might not be true, it still taps into something deep within us, that desire to believe in the impossible.
Exactly. It's a reminder that there's still a lot we don't know about our world, and that there's always room for wonder and imagination.
So let's recap what we've learned. We have Harold Bixby, an explorer, who claims to have discovered a massive unknown creature in Antarctica in 1933.
A creature they dubbed the Thorn.
Right, the Thorn. And then we have the government swooping in and whisking both Bixby and the creature away, never to be seen again.
It's a story that has all the hallmarks of a classic conspiracy theory, government cover-ups, secret experiments, and a mysterious creature that defies explanation.
And even though it's likely fictional, it still sparks our imagination and makes us wonder what might be lurking in the shadows.
It reminds us that there's still a sense of mystery and wonder in the world, even in the age of information.
So for you listening at home, what do you think? Is there any truth to this story of the Thorn, or is it just a clever piece of fiction?
And if it is fiction, what does it say about our desire to believe in the extraordinary?
These are questions that we may never have definitive answers to, but they're certainly worth pondering.
So keep those tinfoil hats handy and keep exploring the unknown.
We'll be back next time with another deep dive into the strange and mysterious.
Until then, stay curious and keep asking questions.
See you next time.
Goodbye.